Leading PM today, the New South Wales government is being challenged for requiring women who are abused as children in state care to repay their victims of crime compensation. The women who suffered horrific abuse during the 50s, 60s and early 70s in the Parramatta Girls Home have now reached long-awaited legal settlements with the government. But the legal system currently requires the women to give back small sums of money they'd previously received through the New South Wales Victims of Crime Scheme. They've now launched legal action questioning that move. Natasha Robinson has this exclusive report.
At the Royal Commission into Child Sex Abuse last year, the horrors of the Parramatta Girls Training School were laid bare.
I contemplated suicide while I was in Parramatta Girls, and many times since. I fought, I screamed, I bit, I kicked, I punched. I went to the toilet, anything to stop it from abusing me.
Tens of thousands of teenagers deemed wayward, uncontrollable or simply neglected were incarcerated at what's known widely as the Parramatta Girls Home between 1950 and 1974. Bonnie Durick is the founder of the support network Paragirls.
The idea was that you'd be put into an institution for your own protection. That's the sum of it, for your own protection. The Child Welfare Act was used to criminalise children. And, of course, once you're in the system, I mean, you're in a place that is in every way identical to a prison.
Now the New South Wales government has for the first time paid compensation to victims of abuse within the Parramatta Girls Home. Peter Kelso is lawyer for the victims. He says the government has been generous in the legal settlements it has reached with victims.
They are giving personal face-to-face apologies by a senior member of government to the claimants, giving the apology in writing and signed in front of them, and the financial settlements are very respectful.
But there was a bitter pill attached to the financial settlements. Three of the women Peter Kelso represented had already applied for victims' compensation, known as a recognition payment, under the New South Wales Victims Rights and Support Act of 2013.
Yeah, the circumstances are if somebody had been sexually and or physically abused when they were in state care, they could apply to victim services for what today called a recognition payment.
Peter Kelso has now launched a challenge in the New South Wales Criminal and Administrative Tribunal to the demand to repay the compensation.
They feel like, you know, the government's giving them with one hand and taking away from the other, and also they feel it's fairly petty because they're not large sums of money, and these people don't have much money usually. Why should some people under the 1996 Act that received their money, you know, get waived and those under the 2013 Act have to pay theirs back?
It must be a slap in the face indeed for victims.
Well, it does feel that way. It feels like slightly being bullied, I think, by the New South Wales government. And I don't know whether the Minister for Family and Community Services or the Premier know what the Commissioner for Victims' Rights is doing, but I would hazard to guess that they probably wouldn't be very impressed.
The Commissioner of Victims' Rights, Mahashini Krishna, provided PM with a statement. She said victims were told when they applied for compensation that they may have to repay the money if they received an alternative legal settlement.
The victim support scheme is designed to help those victims who have no other way of seeking financial assistance. The scheme is not intended for victims who obtain substantial compensation from individuals or organisations responsible for their suffering. These victims are obliged to repay overlapping amounts they've received from the scheme. Victims are notified of the requirements regarding overlapping payments when they make their application to the scheme.
A tribunal hearing on the dispute will go ahead in March.
Natasha Robinson.